Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone today? Welcome to church. Pastor David Branson, I'm glad you're in worship with us today. Don't forget about your connect cards and your bulletins. That's how you record your attendance with us today. Appreciate if you could just sign that and let us know that you're here and update your contact information if that needs to be updated as well. And we will be happy when you drop that in the offering plate this morning. Just a couple of quick announcements. I want to give you an update on my week. I actually went before the Board of Ordained Ministry on Thursday, and I could feel your all's prayers and everyone was lifting me up. The board approved me.
Please stand for our call to worship this morning.
seeking wisdom and truth. Come, commit yourselves again in covenant with our God.
We come in faithfulness to receive and to deliver the ways of the Holy One.
Come, let us worship in wisdom and truth, praising our God always and forever. Please remain standing for our opening hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Thank you.
sure you knew you were bringing your dog with you. I brought mine. How are you all this morning? Good? Do you like people who are bossy? I'm bossy. Don't you like me? Am I bossy? No, Mason, I'm not bossy, am I? No. You know what an authority is? What's an authority? Someone that knows everything? Someone that's an expert with something? Huh? Do you know people that know everything? He's pointing to his sister. Nice. You're going to go a long way in this world, young man. You are. Well, Jesus was an authority. Is Jesus nice? Is Jesus mean to us? No. Jesus is not mean to us, is he? So it's good to have authority figures in your life, right? Your parents, your grandparents, your pastor. Sometimes you have to have people to show you the way, don't you? Because what if you were just wandering around by yourself and didn't know what to do? How would you know what to do? Somebody would have to tell you, right? Or you could figure it out on your own. Well, most of us don't figure it out on our own very well, do we? We get in trouble. Have you ever been in trouble? I've never been in trouble. Lying in church? You can call me a liar. I've instructed my mom to be quiet during our church. Well, we do need people in authority in our lives, and Jesus is the one that should be our authority, right? Right? This is when you do this. Do your head up like this. Okay, are you totally confused? Let's pray. No, you know what I'm talking about. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the beautiful spirit within these precious, precious children. Father, we are grateful that they are here with us today. We are grateful that you allow us to share in their lives. Father, bless them, keep them. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we get to do something special. Destiny, are you going to lead us in something special? Okay, that was good for a warm-up. Now you get to do it for real. Okay, so they can hear you, okay? So you got to hold that one. You want me to hold it? Okay, do it again so they can hear you. That was great.
If you are cute and you are sassy, do one thing that really helps. Now's the time. Today's the day to make Super Bowl Sunday really great. Go Super Bowl. Fly high and low. Hold your cash and use your debt. At the hungry, healthy, and gives it those little things. Go Super Bowl. Fly.
All right. Very good. Miss Maria is going to take you over to Sunday school, all right? See you guys. All right, Devin. All right. It's time in our service to go before the Lord in prayer. From the stack of our prayer cards and my list here, we've got a lot of folks hurting and needing God's intervention today. So I'm going to get started on this list. Miss Dorothy Leon, we continue to pray for her. She's recovering from a TIA in the fall, and she will be moving to be at Lakeside in March, so we continue to pray for Miss Dorothy. Elaine Huff is still in recovery at New Vista in Wellington. Marjorie Powell, I believe Marjorie's with us today. We continue to pray for Marjorie as well. Marianne Davis, she had a fall this week, and we found out she's torn her rotator cuff, so Marianne is recovering from that as well. Mary Ann Deal is still in Hamlin Place, recovering as well from her surgery. Norma and Warren Johnson, we continue to pray for them. And Judy as well, their caretaker. George Russell is going to be having surgery this coming Friday to drain his situation in his brain. go through these real quickly. Thanks for Mary Hannah, for Stan and Mary doing better. Just please continue for prayers for them as well. There was an explosion in Mexico. Marisol is lifting up everyone. A maternity hospital, apparently mothers and newborn babies, so we need to pray for that situation in Mexico. Linda Blankenship and family. And Joyce Blankenship's niece passed away earlier this week in Virginia. Lift up their family as well. Jean Crawford, thanking you for the prayers for her granddaughter, Kristen Tavares, in a car accident, so continue to pray for her recovery and the healing. I said Catriona's sick. Lift her in your prayer, Sally, for all the women's retreat, and a praise for all those helping out in the kitchen. Michael Cross, he was in fourth stage 4 pancreatic cancer, lift him up as well. We have some one other concern. Devin's cat. Devin's cat is in heaven today, so we're praying for Devin and his family for the loss of his cat. We're praying for work problems and conflicts, and his prayers for strength and quick resolution as well. We do praise God. For him, all things are possible, and there's seeds being planted in this church and the families in this church, and God is continuing to work miracles in the life of our church and the life of our people here. So praise for that. We have two deaths to report this week. We've been praying for Bill Carpenter. He had gone to Indiana to be with his son. Bill passed away this past Wednesday, so he is now relieved of all the health concerns. Poor health that he had been suffering from. And Donna Foreman as well, her mother passed away in California, and Donna's gone to California for the services as well. I know there's many things on our hearts. You can tell our list is long this morning. I know you bring things unspoken here this morning. Let's now go before the Lord in prayer. Would you bow your head with me, please? Well, gracious God, you hear our lists, we hear our cries, our pleadings of our hearts. Father, our lists are long this morning for those needing God's grace, God's healing presence in their lives. Father God, we're just grateful that you have given us this opportunity to come and lift up our loved ones, our friends, our family, the situations in our own community and in our families, Lord, that just rip and tear us apart as a community. Father, I pray today that your divine grace would just envelope each one of us and find us at our point of need and allow us to reach out to others who are suffering as well. Father, we are richly rewarded when we're able to help others. Our burdens become lighter as well. So, Father, I just pray a blessing upon each one of us today. As we come together to share in Holy Communion, we come together to share in praise and worship of a new-born Savior that came in the form of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for sending your Son to us. Without Him, we are nothing. Without Him, we have no authority figure for us. Father, I pray a blessing on the message today. That we would strive to be a church that represents Christ in the world. So, Father, bless our time together today. Bring us strongly before the throne of Christ, strongly before our God. Father, let us be people of care. Let us be a community of hope for others. Father God, bless us. Keep us strong and pure in our faith. Allow us to be your hands and feet. We pray these things in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. Amen. receive our offerings.
Thank you.
Our God is an awesome God. Amen. For this past week, and I prayed, and I was worried, and had so many people praying for me, then I began to think, I'm sure they'll let a lot of people down if this thing goes well. So then it even gave me something else to worry about. And I felt your all's prayers this week, and it's just been quite an experience. I can't say that I'd like to do it very often, but now that I'm on this side of it, peace and cake. Our scripture this morning comes from Mark 1, verses 28, 21 through 28. Please stand if you're able to hear the reading of God's Word, the living Word of God this morning. Hear these words. They went up to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to preach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were also amazed, and they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching? And with authority? He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, let us seek the authority of Jesus Christ in each one of our lives and in the life of this church. Father, let us be a church that puts Jesus Christ at its center. We pray these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. You may be seated. We're talking about with the children this morning, authority figures. As a rule, I don't like them. I like to be one of them. I never saw myself as someone that had to be in charge. But apparently I have to be in charge. Our scripture this morning is telling us that Jesus Christ went into the synagogue and taught and preached with authority. He didn't know who he was. But when he opened his mouth and spoke, he spoke with authority. I think as pastors, we all try to speak with authority. Because we're speaking about how Jesus Christ and how God is working in our lives. You all have that same testimony, that same message for others. Speak with authority when you speak of the things of Jesus Christ. You know, when someone's looking for a church, we've seen it happen here, they'll call the church and they'll say, "What do you have to offer me? What do you have to offer my family?" Church is looked at as a consumer item. You ever get that impression? Yes. What can the church do for me? They'll go online and they'll look up things and they'll find out that they have a great men's ministry, women's ministry, children's ministry, youth ministry, senior adult ministry, prayer ministry, worship ministry, food pantry, on and on and on. If Jesus Christ is not in the center of that list of good things that we like to find in a church, we have many of those things. And they're good things. We would like to offer something for everyone. Make everyone happy. Is everyone happy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, people can walk into a church and find out right away that Jesus showed up. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You ever been to a church service where an hour and a half later you leave thinking, "Man, I am tired. I'm glad that's over." Not here, of course, right? You all leave smiling every Sunday. I know you're not thinking that when you leave. Except for those of you sneaking out these side doors. rush. Running to your car to get to the buffet, right? I preached over in Mahokie one time, and the congregation for sure let me know that we meet at the Catfish House at 12 o'clock before the Baptist group there. Well, that was a challenge to me. I kept them there till 12:30. Haven't been back since. And the Catfish was pretty good, I gotta tell you. But we go to churches and we walk in and we sit down and we say, what are you going to feed me today? Here I am, feed me, feed me, feed me. Is that the way we should look at our churches today?
No.
When Jesus went into the synagogue, he taught with authority. The people knew he was different. I hope when people come into this church, it's my goal. I don't know that we hit a home run every Sunday. I doubt it. But I would like for people to come in for the first time and say, I think Jesus was in the house today. Maybe in a piece of music, a song, someone sings to us, the choir sings, the pastor gives a really good message. I hope they leave here saying Jesus was in the house. That's all we can hope for. It's not about all our ministries, all the things that we do. It's about what we are as a people of Christ. When Jesus went into that synagogue, it wasn't about the doors he walked through and into the room, was it? It was about the people there and how he touched their lives and how he spoke with authority. And Jesus was in the house. I so much would love for Jesus to show up here one day in person. We know he's here in spirit. We invite him in spirit. We feel his authority here even today. But we also can leave Jesus out of our equation. We can leave Jesus out of this worship service. We can leave him out of our ministries that I listed earlier. If we just get together to be a social club and a feel-good place, eat some good food, we're missing the point. We haven't claimed the authority of Jesus Christ in this church and in our lives. The authority of Jesus Christ comes first. Folks, we are the church. During our pledge campaign, I mentioned to you that it doesn't matter the building we're in, the situation we find ourselves in financially, whether or not we have 50 kids in our youth program. What matters most is that Jesus Christ is in the house. It's by the authority of Jesus Christ that we're here to do this work. Jesus taught. He taught the Word of God. One of my questions this weekend was, how has your sermon preparation changed since almost 4 years? You believe I've been here almost 4 years? And they finally decided this could be a full-time job for you.
We love you.
I love all of you as well. But I did have to tell them, you know what? It's full-time now, but you're not going to get any more out of me. I don't know what that means. What it means is I've come here to this church to sort of lead, to follow, and to get out of your way. Have you ever heard that saying? Lead, follow, or get out of the way. You can put a little word in there, right? Pause. That's what I'm called to do as your leader. I'm here to lead you, here to follow your authority to be people of Christ. And I'm also called to get out of your way when you don't need me in the front. The ministries that you take on in this church are authorized by God. You don't need me to tell you what to do. You know what to do. You love one another. You work together. You work together in harmony. You work together with joy in your heart. That's the authority Jesus Christ has given us. That was the message Jesus came to tell his people. It's not about the building we're standing in or sitting in. It's about the people sitting in the seats. We've been given authority. And with that authority, we can't let Jesus down. This past week, as I was walking in the woods around Life Enrichment Center around there, pacing as I do so well, they told me, why don't you come up a day ahead of time so you can get a good night's sleep? That was some bum advice. That gave me a day and a half to pace around outside around the lake. It was a beautiful setting. I'm not kidding you. But I got to pace around and think about what's going on. Try to figure out what are they going to ask me. And in that process, I thought of two things. I want to make two people proud. Well, a person and a supreme being. I wanted to make my heavenly Father proud, and I wanted to make my earthly Father proud. If you don't know, my dad passed away January 13th. Yes. On January 29th, I had quite a mountain to climb. As I'm wandering in the woods around the lake, I can feel both of them watching me and smiling. I know my heavenly Father is proud of me. I've gotten that feeling. But I also know my earthly Father would tell me, I'm so proud of you for doing what you've done. I believe that is God's way of giving me the authority to pursue the call of ministry. We've got to have authority figures in our life. We've got to. I told the kids, we couldn't just set them loose out here on the street and say, make the best of it. Someone's got to guide them, teach them, lead them. Jesus Christ does that for us as a church. Jesus Christ is our teacher. God is our Father who smiles down on us. As I read the scripture this week and I prepared, I got to say, it was sort of I'm one of those people that I have boxes. Now, my wife says she multitasks. I do too. I multitask one thing at a time until I get it done. So I place things in boxes. So this week as I prepared, I got to tell you, I couldn't think about it. I had it put together and what I was going to do, the scripture and all those things. But I hadn't put it together until yesterday. Because I had something else to check off on my checklist, my boxes. Thursday night, I was able to check that box off. And Saturday afternoon, I could check off Sunday. I did it with authority. We need to take on our challenges one day at a time. Amen? Anyone not challenged in your life? Is everything going perfect? Things can go pretty good for a long while, can't they? I see some affirmatives. Yes, things can go. Let me ask you, if you've lived more than a couple of weeks, has your whole life been perfect? Has there been stumbles? Has there been falls? Has there been catastrophe? I don't think any of us can say that. I've never had any of that. So as we move forward from this place, we have the authority of Jesus Christ telling us, this is what I have for you to do. The gift that Jesus gave us is right here in front of us on the altar. Just another little quick excerpt from my interview. Communion is the most precious thing to me in my ministry. And I thought I could answer any question about communion, the sacraments, and baptism. Son of a gun, they didn't ask me to explain communion. I never tripped over my tongue so much in my life. So much so that when we were finished, they said, I think you ought to read a book on the sacraments. So that's how they give you advice. Here's a good book. Why don't you read that? Now, I got to tell you, I know the sacraments upside down. But with 50 people looking at me, I could. So even with the authority of Jesus Christ, we can stumble. So this morning, we get to come to the Lord's table. Jesus did not stumble that night. Jesus invited his friends around the table. You hear me say it every time we do communion. Jesus Christ made the sacrifice for us. And how we remember that sacrifice and that night before he was given up is in Holy Communion. The blessing we have this morning is Jesus Christ has given us the authority to partake of this sacrament. Hear this invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Join me in our confession. Merciful God, we confess that we have loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be in the church.
On the
night in which Jesus was betrayed, he sat down at the table with his friends. He took bread and he broke it, and he said, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you." After the meal, he took the cup and he raised it to the heavens. He said, "Father, bless this, for this is the blood of a new covenant, poured out for you, for the forgiveness of sins, for you and for many. Do this in remembrance of me." In remembrance of these, your mighty acts of Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ the Lord came in.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory. And we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
this place in the power and authority of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Take it out into the world and share it with others. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.